Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
I have been so fidgety this morning, just want to jump out of my skin.
Welcome to the life of somebody that lives with ADD.
Yeah, I know, I've finally had an insight into it, I just can't stay still.
Welcome to my life, Ellie. You know what you need to do? I'll give you some advice as someone that's suffered since I was a young boy.
Yeah.
Go for a run.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to do something to get rid of this excess energy. It's because I didn't move a lot on the weekend.
No. What did you do yesterday? Explain to everyone.
Okay. I was a bit...
Two very different people, aren't we? Let's both tell everyone about our Sundays. You go first.
Okay. I woke up after having a big night on Saturday. Not going to lie. So I was feeling a little bit dusty. Went, dragged myself to the local cafe. Had a big old brekkie. Went home, Netflixed and chilled for like... 8 hours.
What time did you get home? Like
about 1.
And then you just stayed in bed till today.
Pretty much.
I went to bed early Saturday night.
Yeah.
I had a sleep in and then I went to soccer and I played 90 minutes of football.
All right. Actually, I lie. I did get up. Went to Red Rooster. Drive through.
Breakfast on the old Red Rooter. Love it.
I'm not proud.
Nah, welcome. Just go for a run. That's how you solve it.
You know me. I'll be back at F45 today.
You are. And then it'll be gone. Tomorrow you'll be back to your old boring and tired, lazy self.
Well, you're not painting me in a good light.
Nah, Ellie's a cracker. She's a firecracker.
Oh, thanks so much. I am. You should have seen me on the dance floor on Saturday night. Lining it up. All right, enjoy the catch up today. It is a Monday show, but like I said, it's a bit of more of a fun one.
Oh, some of our best calls we've ever got. What crawled on you in the night?
Oh, yeah. I thought we'd just get spiders. Oh, God, we got a whole range of things.
Got everything.
Yeah, so enjoy the catch up. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Bye.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I had the scariest moment of my life on Friday night. And that's saying something because I've had some scary things happen to me in my life.
Someone tried to break into your house. What happened?
Worse. Went to bed around 10 p.m., fell asleep straight away into like the deepest sleep because I was exhausted. We had a big week. Then it hit about midnight, right? And all of a sudden I wake up and to a spider scurrying across my pillow and out of sight, right? So I spring up. Fidget around to try and turn the light on. I'm banging my pillow down, banging the wall, jump out of bed. And then, because I was still so dazed and confused, I didn't really know what was going on. I was like, I can't really comprehend it all. So anyway, I've jumped out of bed. I run into the kitchen to get a can of Mortine. And I'm, scurrying around. I'm shaking out my thing. There's absolutely no sign of this spider.
Lexi, your roommate, and Mia, your other roommate, they would have been like, what is going on in Ellie's room?
Literally, all my lights are on, my sheets are off the bed, the pillow's off the bed. I then pull the bed away from the wall to look for this spider. No sign of it.
What sort of, did you get an eye on it? Do you know what sort of spider it was?
Well, that's the thing, because then I started to think about it more and more and more. And I was like, if there's no sign of the spider now, it can't have gone anywhere. It's like, it's got to still be in my room. I've now sprayed a whole can of Mortine around the room. So it's got to be dead somewhere. But it wasn't. In my head, it's this big spider.
Like a huntsman.
Like a black one. Yeah, kind of like a huntsman, but it was skinnier. Thing is, I don't think it was real.
What do you mean?
I think I might have dreamt it.
You dreamt that there was a spider?
Well, I don't know because there's no other evidence of it apart from what I thought I saw the moment I woke up. But chances are I could have been dreaming and woken myself up and thought that it was real.
Well, it was like on the weekend, Morgan, my roommate, I was in the lounge room. She was fast asleep in her room, which is next door to the main lounge room.
Yeah.
And she wakes up and comes into the lounge room. She goes, are you awake? I'm like, yeah. She's like, did you hear that? I'm like, hear what? I'm like, I've been watching TV. There's been no noise. She goes, someone's just thrown a rock at our house. I said, I'm right here. The fence is next to where I'm sitting. There was no noise. She's like, I must have dreamt it.
Well, that's the thing. It was so real to the extent of me being awake for half an hour out of bed. And then I didn't want to go back to bed. I was messaging my boyfriend. I was like, I can't get back into bed because there's a spider.
Sorry to be all Counselor Josiah on you, but have you got any anxieties in your life at the moment? Let's get a bit deep.
Working with you every day?
Well, that would do it.
A bit of stress.
So I've just Googled, what does it mean when you dream about spiders? Yeah. To dream of seeing a spider indicates you may have anxieties about life.
Wow.
It makes sense.
Did not realize that was where this is going tonight. Today.
Well, if you didn't dream it, when I turned 15, I'll never forget this. You know I'm scared of spiders, right?
Mm-hmm.
I woke up at my parents' house, obviously because I was 15, I was living there, and it was, I remember it was my 15th birthday, 2 a.m. in the morning, and I felt a tickle on my face, and I just grabbed my face, woke up, and flicked whatever was on my face across and turned my bedside light on.
Yeah.
And I look across, and what I see across the side of the room where I'd flicked whatever was on my face was a huntsman.
Oh, nah.
I didn't dream it. It was real. And you know, that's probably where my fear of spiders stemmed from. Because ever since that moment,
you're scared of everything.
I'm scared of a few things. It wasn't a needle. It was a spider. And that was one of the scariest moments in my whole life.
Well, 13, 12, 16, I want to know if something's crawled on you in the middle of the night. Was it a spider? Was it a cockroach? Was it a bug of some description? Ugh, the creepy crawlies that got you. Was it a snake?
Oh, imagine if someone had a snake in their bed.
Yes. Give us a call. 13, 12, 16. We'll take them next.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's go to Sharon from Mansfield. Sharon, have you had something crawl on you in the middle of the night?
Oh, my God. I was staying at a girlfriend's house. I probably would have been about 11. Sleeping in her room on a trundle bed next to her bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a very, you know, well-behaved child, so I didn't like to cause a fuss.
Of course.
And I woke up to this feeling across the top of my chest, just below my chin.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a small nightlight on in the bedroom, and I woke up and I looked, and there was this great big, hairy huntsman crawling across my chest, and I just froze. I couldn't flick it. I couldn't do anything. I just was so paralyzed with fear, and it went off and God knows where, but I didn't wake up. I didn't wake my girlfriend. I did nothing.
Sharon.
And since then, I can cope with, you know, tiny little spiders, but anything over the size of a 50-cent piece that's hairy.
Yeah. That has literally made my skin crawl.
Sharon. It's the most disgusting thing.
I'm the same as you. I was 15 when I had a huntsman crawl across my face in my sleep as well. Oh. And I am petrified of them to this day. And everyone's like, they're so nice. They're like the puppy dogs of the spider world. I don't care. Good spiders are dead spider
they're
in my
the
eyes.
They're scariest looking, that's for sure.
My mum used to pick them up and carry them outside. But no, I could be, if one is even within a, you know, a room radius, it has to go.
I feel you, girl. I feel you. How awful. Well, thanks so much for calling us this morning.
No worries. I started to freak out when I heard Josiah talking about his spider.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm glad you can relate.
I know.
Thank you so much, Sharon.
No worries. See you guys.
All right, let's move on to Annette from Benalla. Annette, have you had something crawl on you in the middle of the night?
She woke me up about 2 o'clock in the morning and she said, "Mum, something just crawled on my face." And I said, "No, that's all right. Go back to bed. It'll be all right." She goes, "No, Mum, it was really big." So we all wake up, get up, turn the lights on, and it was a massive cane toad.
What?
That's when you get the golf club out, don't you? Play a bit of golf in it.
I had to wake the 14-year-old up because she's the only brave one that'll touch him.
So. Oh, my goodness.
I'm guessing that wasn't in Benalla. There's no cane toads down here, are there?
No, there's not. This is in Darwin, where we were originally from.
Wow.
How does a cane toad get, like, what, did it just sit on the face or what was the deal?
It was just hopping around the room.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, all right. What would you prefer, though, a spider or a cane toad on your face?
I couldn't do either. What about you, Annette?
I couldn't do either. No, no, thank you. No.
Nah, they're not cockroaches, snakes, you name it. Anything that you're not in control of and in the dark is a fear for me.
Oh, yeah. Lucky you got up and looked for it. Imagine if you just, you know, had brushed it off and said, "Don't worry about it." And then your poor daughter's like, "No, it was a toad."
She was quite scared after that.
I can imagine. Oh, that's incredible, Annette. Thanks for your call.
No worries.
My skin's literally crawling this morning from these stories, but I've got one more for you. Millie's just hit us up on HitGV Insta. She said, "When I was younger, I can remember a cat brought a massive water rat into my bedroom. He jumped up on my bed and it ran over my pillow and woke me up. Ended up screaming and on top of the kitchen table because it was running around the house."
Yeah.
A rat on your bed.
Heidi's got in touch on the HitGV Instagram page. If you have a story, get in touch there. Her cat brought in a bat one night.
Mm.
Listen to this. Her husband woke up to the bat crawling up his leg.
Stop. See, this is why you don't have cats, guys. They bring stuff in. We've also had a call from David in Kai. David, what crawled on you, bud?
It wasn't actually me. Probably 10 years ago, I was staying at a mate's block in Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
And daughter woke up, sounded like she was getting murdered, said there's something in her room. We went and had a look, couldn't find it, said, "All good, go back to bed." Come out about half an hour later again, same noise. went in there, lifted up her blanket, and there's a big python under her pillow, like the length of the girl. She was like 10 or 11. And then we went and got the shotgun, run around the room looking for it, couldn't find it, said, oh, everything's safe, go back to bed. She started screaming again an hour later, and we went in there and we pulled her blanket off because she just pointed down to like her toes, and it was going up, it was like S-ing over her body, like it was about to wrap her up.
No.
And Steve grabbed his daughter, pulled her out of the bed, and just started shooting through the house everywhere. And he got one shot and knew it. We never found the snake again, but she didn't want to sleep in that room anymore either.
I can't believe she went back to sleep multiple times after the first sighting. I would not be anywhere near that bedroom.
No, I know, but she was the real sort of MT girl. Like, she wasn't scared of much, but yeah, the snake was longer than her. And yeah, if you've seen how it was S'd over, it was like going from one leg over to the other, like how they wrap animals up. That was like sizing her up.
Wow! Thank goodness you got it in time. She could have, you know, got suffocated or eaten alive.
Exactly. If she was asleep and it went over her mouth and she couldn't scream, I'd hate to think what could have happened.
Wow! What a story.
I am never sleeping again.
No, I only rung you up because there was a lady from Darwin about the toad, and you said, oh, no snake story, so I thought I'd just
you've got one.
By
appreciate your call, mate. Lots of stories coming out of Darwin. Lots of listeners from Darwin this morning.
There
love
you
it.
Go.
You know why? Because Darwin's a hellhole. It's horrible.
Good on you, mate.
Are we ready?
The catch-up with Josiah and Ellie.
Right now, I want you guys to brace yourselves for one of the best stories you'll ever hear. My best mate, Chad, he was on the show last week. Mm. He is now lucky enough to be holidaying and partying in the Greek islands. Something that happened to him over there is going to blow your mind. So I thought I'd get him on the phone now, live from the Greek islands, to tell the story. Chad, how are you? Tell us what happened.
So we're staying at a hotel and a big group of girls, we know two of them, there's about five more of them, American girls, and we've gone out the other night, we're heading home, and one of the girls had a bit too much to drink, and she's messaging one of her friends telling them the name of the bar that we're kicking onto, and she says to me, what's the name of the bar? Is it this bar? I said, what? No, it's not that bar. And I'm sort of giving the wink to a couple of my friends nearby, thinking, we'll stitch this girl up.
Classic gag.
Okay, well, what's the name of the bar? I said, hey, give me your phone and I'll message it to the girl you're talking to. So I messaged the wrong name of the bar to her friend.
What, just because you wanted to, for a laugh, send it to the wrong bar for no reason at all to a girl you don't even know, Chad?
Well, we thought this girl was with our group. It turns out she wasn't. It was a girl named Tiffany. So I've messaged Tiffany saying, hey, we're all going to this bar. And this bar that I messaged her is on the complete other side of the island. So, you know, we thought we'd have a bit of a play around with her. So all of my friends are in on it. We're giving the wink, like, oh, this will be a funny stitch up. The girl replies, and the girl who had the phone gets all excited. She goes, she's coming, she's coming. I said, oh, okay, cool. Like, who is the girl? She goes, oh, well, funny you should mention it, but I need to tell you guys this. This girl's going to be coming with three big guys. Like, they're sort of like her security. And we're like, what? She goes, oh, okay, I guess I'll tell you. It's Secret Service because it's Donald Trump's daughter, Tiffany Trump.
What?
So
you messaged Tiffany Trump the wrong bar as a gag?
Pretty much.
And so what happened? Did the Secret Service, when you realised she went to the wrong bar, did they get your phone? Did they track you down? Did you die? What happened?
So what happened was, once that girl realised we were stitching up, she messaged Tiffany to say, we're not actually going to that bar. We're going here. And she goes, well, thanks for telling me. I've already got in the tender. She was staying on a super yacht off the coast.
Of course.
She'd already got on the tender boat and was on the way to the original part that we stitched her up, say.
Along with her Secret Service mates.
So she didn't end up coming and got really angry at her friend, thinking that it was her.
Yeah.
Which in turn, the friend got really angry at me because I was the one, obviously, that had stitched her up.
Chad.
Never commit to a stitch up unless you know it's not Donald Trump's daughter. I feel like that is a lesson learned out of this whole experience.
And I'd heard, we had left the island after that, but I'd heard that the friend whose phone I messaged off got in lots of trouble because apparently you're not allowed to. They need to know where they're going you know, a few hours in advance. Everything needs to be scouted out and, you know, just in case.
Yeah, like swept for bombs and assassins and all of that. Like that poor bar would have had the suite for no reason.
It's a great stitch-up, but you could have met Tiffany Trump, Chad.
Yeah, stitch-up's on you.
What could have been?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for telling us the story this morning. You'll brush with Donald Trump.
Thanks, guys.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I want to look for the GV's most whipped guy. 13, 12, 16. Ladies, if you want to dob him in, or boys, if you want to dob in one of your mates. Twitter is shook after a man, listen to this, stood for 6 hours on an aeroplane just so his wife could lay down.
Aww. So what a nice guy.
Someone's taken the picture and put it on Twitter who praised the man, saying this guy stood up for 6 hours while his wife could sleep. Now, that is love. I'm calling that absolute no chance that is love.
That is love.
No, that is a woman that is being selfish.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a bit mad at her for taking advantage. But also, I like when I go on a flight with my boyfriend, I'll sleep on him.
Would you? Yeah, that's different.
I wouldn't make him stand up.
If you made Gav stand for 10 minutes, I understand. Half an hour, okay. 6 hours standing there just watching your wife sleep. He is the nicest guy I've ever met. He's also the most whipped guy.
Yeah. That is true. He is pretty whipped. All right, 13, 12, 16, if you want to nominate someone who you think is whipped. Let's face it, it's probably mates dobbing in other mates, isn't it?
Or boys.
The boys.
Start dobbing in your mates. Your boyfriend, Gav, he'd be pretty whipped by you, wouldn't you? You like to wear the pants a fair bit.
Oh, every now and again. He was whipped when we first started dating because he used to come over here all the time because we do long distance. He lives in Perth. He'd come over for a weekend and then leave and then come back 2 days later and stay for another weekend. And his friends were like, dude, we've got stuff on. He's like, nah.
I'm in love, man.
I'm in love, bro.
And then what happened? Love.
And then now it's like, please come and see me, Gavin. I haven't seen you for 3 months.
Now you're the whipped one.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Reversed.
13, 12, 16, if you want to nominate someone. Let's go to Andy from Vanilla. Andy, do you want to nominate someone for the GV's most whipped dude?
Oh, my brother.
Oh, your brother. What's he done?
Name and shame him as well.
His name's Ash. He's so whipped we call him Cream.
What does he do that's so whipped?
He's so whipped. But he rang up his missus 3 times during his bucks party to make sure she was okay.
Oh. Do the boys give it to him on his bucks? Surely you don't even let him have his phone.
Oh, the boys didn't give it to him as much as his wife gives it to him.
Oh, God. Are you friends with her? Do you get along well with your sister-in-law?
Oh, she's lovely, but he knows he's punching so far above his weight, it's hilarious.
Oh, I love the sound of your brother. He sounds like a nice boy.
He needs to understand that he's a man and he needs to have some fun with the boys too every now and then.
That's it. There's no pants wearing on his behalf. She wears it completely, doesn't she, Andy?
Oh, mate, she has both of his testicles in her purse.
No, God. All right, we'll add him to our list. Ash from what town's he from? Is he from Benalla too?
Yes, he is.
Ash from Benalla, he's officially on the list. Thanks for your call, Andy.
Thanks, guys.
There you go.
There's one more person I want to dob in this morning, Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to nominate them. It's a pretty obvious one.
Yeah.
Our boss, Benny.
Oh.
Is he not the most whipped guy you've ever met?
We just got an email saying he's away sick today. Is he just massaging his wife's feet?
When's the last time Boss Benny's ever come out for a beer with us? Whipped. Let him off the leash, Mel.
Oh, I love Mel. She's lovely.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
I will perform a feat of lunatic daring.
Josiah and Ellie give you Monday's Muppet.
What a Muppet.
Yeah, we do. It's fun. You right?
Yeah, just loving the quotes in that opener there. Monday Muppet,
whoever
we like to call it. I'm Monday's Muppet today because I can't talk. No, it is where we highlight someone who's done something stupid. Last week, who got it last week again?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump for saying that you can drop a nuclear bomb in the middle of the hurricane to stop it.
Oh, yeah, that was a good time, wasn't it?
He definitely deserved that one. Today, did you watch 60 Minutes last night?
I didn't, but I would have liked to.
There was the story on Meghan Markle, and Karl Stefanovic did the interview. He almost got Monday Muppet for his interview being very hypocritical. It wasn't him, though.
Yeah.
It was someone who he had on the show, and I'm going to say it right now. Her name is Katie Hopkins. Have you heard of her?
No. She's
an absolute lunatic, this lady. So basically, she's famous in the UK for being... Yeah. She's also labelled the most hated person in Britain. And I can see why.
Over Boris Johnson?
Over Boris Johnson.
Right.
She even said last night when he asked her, she goes, yeah, I'm most hated, only second to Meghan Markle. So she hates Meghan Markle. She doesn't think she's worthy of being on the throne, and that's how she's made herself famous, for being a media commentator who goes out of her way day in, day out, literally to bring Meghan Markle down.
Oh, what a... Probably can't say that word on the radio.
B-I-T-C-H.
Yeah, well, yep. I was going more the one starting with a H.
Oh, yeah, she's that as well. And why everyone's angry at Karl Stefanovic in 60 Minutes as well is because they gave her the airspace on TV.
Right.
Why would you do that?
Well, look, it brings ratings. When people are controversial, it brings ratings.
Let me tell you some of the comments she said last night, and this is why she's Muppet of the Week.
Okay.
Talking about Meghan,
mm-hmm.
She wears one-shoulder dresses, pretends to glow. All she does is glow. She tells her to abdicate. Off you go. Stop wearing bad clothes. When did we ask you for that?
Whoa, that's so, really... Like,
so she doesn't attack her personality. She attacks her looks as well.
Hold on. You can't blame a girl for glowing. Like, so sorry for glowing. It wasn't my bad.
She accused her of dressing badly on several occasions.
Oh, you're right. Do you know what? Muppet indeed.
She then, this is the comment that gives her Muppet of the Week above anyone else. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Harry used to be fun. Now, since he met Meghan, he's about as interesting as my mother-in-law, and my mother-in-law's dead.
Oh, and what's she? A barrel of laughs? Like, come off your high horse.
You're angry now. So she labelled herself the biggest B-I-T-C-H in Britain.
Yeah.
You know what? She's also Muppet of the Week.
100%. Well done. You're winning awards left, right and centre.
Katie Hopkins.
We'll add her to the list. We should make a list of Monday Muppets.
You know what? It's the last time I ever want to mention her name on the show as well.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Tradies, listen up. This is possibly one of the most painful things you'll hear in a long time. An 18-year-old, he's a tradie. He was in Sydney on Friday, got rushed to hospital after getting his private parts caught in a belt sander on Friday.
How does a belt sander work?
So that's basically where you sand things, but it's a machine rather than just doing it with your hand. It's an actual machine that does it for
so
you.
So there's like the sandpapery stuff.
And it goes round and round. So somehow it's got caught in there. The New South Wales ambulance spokesperson, they've come out confirmed that he suffered tears to that area. How's this? This is picture this in your head.
Mm.
The man and the machine were both taken to a hospital nearby for a careful removal process.
He had to go with the machine.
So they couldn't get it out on site. So they had to carry him and the machine together to hospital, and then they removed it.
Oh, my goodness. How do you... What type of car do you go in?
I don't know.
Like, do you need one of those minivans that have the little ramps?
Unless they just, they wheeled him up the back of an ambulance and he just had to stand there with his, you know what, stuck in a belt sander.
I tell you what, you wouldn't want to go over a speed bump.
Oh, drive slower. Ow. He's remained in a stable condition in hospital, but who knows what he was actually doing to get his, you know what, in that position.
Yeah.
Surely he didn't voluntarily do it for a joke.
Maybe he was doing a helicopter and just...
You think so? What? Hey, boys, come and look at this. Oh, wow!
I don't know what tradies do on site, you know?
You'd hope it was just an unfortunate accident.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. But this is like when a few weeks ago we spoke about Steel Sidebottom, how he ruptured one of his good mates down there, one of his Jats crackers, and was out for a couple of weeks. He was back on the weekend, though, by the way. Played a great game for Collingwood. But from that, we spoke about hurting your privates, and a few of the stories we got made us want to bring it back. Have a listen.
She was jumping on a trampoline, and she jumped too high and landed on the springs and had her privates stuck in the springs.
No way.
Yeah, so I was playing touch football, and I slipped when I was running with the ball and managed to end up in the splits. So I had to go to the gynecologist for a few weeks.
What?
My dad's friend, we went to a fishing competition when I was about 8.
Yeah.
And then my dad passed out his rod and got his lure caught on his best mate's Johnson as well as his little handbag down the bottom.
Tell you what, everyone in the Goulburn Valley just crossed their legs.
It's a painful thought, all of these situations. So we're bringing it back this morning. 13, 12, 16, Goulburn Valley. How did you or somebody you know hurt their private parts.
Yeah, give us the call. Take them next.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie.
Let's go to Dave from Shep. Dave, has it happened to you?
Yeah, this is a pretty embarrassing one. Not too long ago, made myself a promise that I was going to get myself nice and fit and, you know, just get the summer body in order. And I was running on the treadmill. I don't know what happened. I was not wearing the right shorts. I don't know what happened. It got a bit tangled down there, and there was just a pretty strong squeeze occurred, and I couldn't walk properly for about 3 days.
Oh.
Yep. I don't know what it was. I still can't explain it entirely. I don't think I want to know, but it was horrible.
Did it
horrible.
Have something to do great. With the inbuilt, you know how some running shorts have inbuilt jocks in them?
I thought it was that as well, but no, it was, I don't even have that as an excuse, to be completely honest. It was, I don't know. I think the leg of the short got a little bit ridden up and then, got caught.
Oh,
got caught, and it wasn't great.
Davey, I'm wearing those shorts as we speak. So is there anything I should be concerned about, or I'm good to go?
Well, you shouldn't.
Look, I think the biggest concern is just take a bit of a wide stride if you're jumping on the treadie. That's probably the only thing I'd really suggest you do differently, because, I think when the legs get a bit too close, then, squeezes the grapes, unfortunately.
Thanks for taking one for the team for us, Dave.
Cheers, guys.
To be honest, I don't know, because I don't have one of those things that you guys have got, but I'm surprised that doesn't happen more often. Like, doesn't it just get caught in stuff? Like, it's just flopping around.
It really isn't. You just learn to deal with it. I think that's why you wear underwear and all that sort of stuff as well, Ellie.
Yeah, but like, if I think of the amount of things I've got my finger caught in, like,
yeah, but your fingers out here, it's the length of your whole body in width. If you stick it here, there, everywhere, that's just there doing its own thing.
Oh, does yours not stick out very much?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, that explains it.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
Just before the song, I threw out the riddle, what has hands but can't clap? We welcome to the show this morning, Ellie and Kai. Morning, Ellie.
Ellie.
Morning.
How you feeling for a Monday? You switched on?
Always.
Good, good. That's what I like to hear. So what has hands but can't clap?
A clock.
Oh, Ellie, you are doing wonderful things for our name, sister. Thank you. You're holding the candle high for us.
At least one of you is with Sean. What are you up to this morning, Ellie?
I'm just on my way to work.
Beautiful. Whereabouts do you work?
In Kai.
Oh, lovely. So a short drive, no doubt?
Yeah, not too far.
All right, let's see how switch on you really are this morning. Let's see, it's the best of three, all right? So in the number two riddle this morning, you can serve it, but never eat it. What is it?
A tennis ball?
Damn, Ellie, you're so smart. I love you. Are you Ellie with a Y or Ellie with an IE?
IE.
Oh, different to this Ellie.
Wow. I thought we were the samesies. So both really smart.
Well, she's doing it, Ellie, you're doing it for all the IEs, not the Ys this morning.
I'm holding the fort for me and the girl from The Bachelor.
Well, we do have Karen from Newmerka and Brenda from Kite also on hold at the moment. Unfortunately, we won't get to Brenda. Oh, unless no one can get this next one right, we might go through all the calls. Let's see how we go. If you get this last one, thanks for playing girls and holding onto the phone that whole time. Here we go. What goes up and down, Ellie, but never moves? What goes up and down, but never moves? Looking for one specific answer here.
Oh, I've got two options.
Any idea at all, Ellie, with an IE?
A thermostat.
Oh, you are. I could almost give that to you.
Is it on that way? My thought was something on that same wavelength.
Yeah, it very much is. Is it cruel for me if I didn't give it to you?
Any other words that are similar to that? I reckon we can give it. If it's what I think it is. I don't know what it is.
Is it?
Yeah, oh, that's what I thought it was.
Go on, Ellie, with an IE. Say it. Another way of saying thermostat.
Like a temperature gauge.
There it is. I should have just given it to you the first time. Same thing. What goes up and down but never moves, you're right, it is the temperature.
So true. Ellie, clean sweep this morning. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, that was quite nerve-wracking.
Really? You absolutely nailed it. Hold the line, we'll speak to you off air. But Brenda and Cara, thanks for holding anyway. You girls, I'm sure you would have done just as well.
Yeah. I mean, your name's not Ellie though, so.
This is The Catch-Up. with Josiah and Ellie.
This is sports.
It's Josiah and Ellie's Sport Talk.
Another big weekend of sport over the weekend. Let's kick things off with the tennis. The US Open has wrapped up in the women's. Serena Williams went down to a 19-year-old Canadian player who I'm not going to lie, I've never heard of. Bianca Andreescu. I don't even know how to say her name.
Do you know what she's seeded in the world?
No.
Outside the top 10, let's just guess.
But she's only 19. And do you know how old Serena is? 37.
Still going. She's the GOAT of women's tennis, isn't she?
Well, I mean, she would have been more so if she'd won.
It's very true.
So she was hoping to get her 24th Grand Slam title, which would put her on an even playing field with Margaret Court, our very own. Nah, didn't make it. So sorry. The men's final is just about to get underway, actually.
We should have it on the TV in here.
Okay.
Why are we watching the news? Get the tennis on. That'll make the morning go quick.
Yeah, all right. Nadal's taking on Medvedev. Cricket, I mean, tennis players' names are too difficult.
It's because there's a lot of Russian players or Russian-sounding players. Come on, Nadal. He's been my hero for a long time. Hope he spanks him.
Rog all the way. I'm a Roger.
Well, Roger's in the finals.
Doesn't matter, but he's still my favourite. Finally, Ash Barty and Victoria Azarenka. They went down in the women's doubles final as well.
So close yet so far.
Yeah.
Poor Ash. How's this, though? The most important thing happening overnight, besides obviously the AFL and NRL over the weekend, is the Ashes, Ellie. I was up late watching it. Mm. It wrapped up at 3:15 roughly this morning.
Yuck.
When we finally beat England in the fourth test, which means we claim the whole series.
Woo!
So it's the first time in 18 years that we've claimed the Ashes on enemy soil. It's massive, massive,
enemy
massive.
Soil.
It's so
Sounds
big.
Like we're going to war.
Pretty well is. Steve Smith, second innings. Remember he scored 211 in the first innings?
Yeah.
Backed it up with the highest score again in the second innings with 82.
Oh, but he didn't make 100.
Oh, come on, Ellie.
Steve.
Yeah, 82.
He's slipping.
His worst score for the series.
That yeah, but they're
is
all being sore losers. I read something saying they're like, oh, he'll always be a cheat. Doesn't matter how good he is. Oh,
one angry English player said that, who's an absolute tool. And you know what? We've got Muppet of the Week coming up very soon. He may make that segment for saying that very comment.
All right. Just quickly in local sport, Kai Abram absolutely smashed the Bears in the GVL over the weekend. They're through to the grand final. And Echuca beat Rochester, which means they play the Bears next week.
Yeah, the Bears did rest a few players, though. So watch this space. I reckon the Echuca game will be a cracker next week.
Mm, watch this space indeed.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.